Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Tonight, we have special guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy, because you know what? You know what day it is? It's Monday. That means it's Manic Monday, and that means it's time for...
Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation, so don't sit back and twiddle your thumbs, you know, interact with us and have fun. We're going to have some fun, 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 fun. Call in at 347-237-5506. And when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Happy Manic Monday, everyone. Today is March 11th, 2013, and we're so happy to have you here with us on the Rad Reality Show Network to start your week right with a good dose of our Manic Monday show, hosted by the beautiful Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. I'm Cherry Garcia, and with me is Mr. Paul from Minnesota will be your co-host tonight, and let's just see how Mr. Paul is doing. How are you, Paul? Did you remember to move your clocks up and spring forward this weekend?
I like the computer age because they all do it on their own. My car, I still had to do my car, but everything else did it on its own. By the way, I'm just listening in because I tried to push 1 and it doesn't show up, so I guess I'm just listening in. Ron said if I don't push 1, I'm listening in, so.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that spring is here, and I'm also glad that we have somebody as bright and sunshiny as Miss Michelle Costa to be our host. Michelle, how are you doing, sunshine?
I am just shining over here. I am excited that there was the spring forward daylight savings time this weekend. An hour extra of daylight. I don't know about you, but I love extra daylight. I love the sun. It's getting close to spring, to summer, to better weather. I'm just very excited about this daylight thing. I don't know what it is. I'll tell you what. It just makes me feel better, I think, like, mentally. I think we put ourselves, like, in a rut in the wintertime. You know what I mean? And just, like, the thought of, like, the next step, I just can't wait. I'm just over. We've had such a crazy winter here. We had another 20-something inches on Thursday and Friday, which they didn't even plan on it. It was unexpected. So I'm over the snow, but do you know that, like, today is actually National Nap Day?
Wow, I better get a nap in as soon as the show's over.
Yeah, you know why?
I'm going to do it while the show's on. Is that all right?
Oh, wow. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not sure.
Did I sleep through this or what? How did I miss that? That's an important holiday.
It is. Well, the thing is, I guess, because they say usually the Monday after a daylight savings time that's ahead, people have a lot of trouble getting up for work, you know, back to the grind. And it's like a mental thing. So they made it National Nap Day because so many people need to take naps. I think it's a great holiday. I don't know. What do you think, Cherry?
I think naps are good for everyone. I think
I do.
Healthy.
I do. I took up napping in the Big Brother house, and it's stuck with me since.
Naps are a good thing.
Anyway, well, we're here. It's Manic Monday.
Oh, what happened to Michelle? Paul?
Oops.
Oops. Michelle, hold on. You're back on
Michelle?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
I got
that
muted?
Oops. Mr. Paul did all
right.
A little boo-boo all right. There.
Here, I have to tell you what happened. When I call in before the show, I push the 1, and my name is right at the top, because of that, right at the top underneath Cherry. And for whatever reason, it didn't recognize me pushing 1 tonight, and I dropped into 3rd place, and I went to mute myself, and I accidentally did you, Michelle.
Oh,
sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. Let's not keep muting me. It's not going to be a good thing. Because I'll be talking, and I won't remember when I'm muted or not. But anyway, as I was saying, it's Manic Mondays. Great show we have lined up tonight. We have a couple things going on. I'm going to touch base a little bit, and then we're going to start off with very important topic, okay? So we'll be having Nayanka from Survivor call in later on. She's going to be talking about her new business venture, if you guys already know about it, Doggy Paws. And maybe she'll chit-chat a little bit about Survivor because, you know, it seems like this week coming up it's going to be crazy. We also will be talking BB Canada, won't we, Cherry? We're going to be having somebody special call in.
Absolutely. We
yes.
will be having someone call in to a Big Brother Canada segment, and she's in the know with Big Brother Canada.
And I haven't watched it yet, but I will. Anyway, and so what we really want to start off with is, you know, everything that happened with Cherry. I'm sure you guys know Cherry and Rich. Cherry kind of wanted to do a little something. Cherry, do you want to maybe start off talking about that?
I just wanted to, in some way, try to say thank you and explain to everyone how much I appreciate everything that everyone has done for my husband and I since the fire. We've had so many people do so many wonderful things for us, and it's hard to find a way to just say thank you to so many people. You know, it was a horrible tragedy that we went through, but through it all, we have seen such amazing, wonderful, gracious people come forward and do such kind things for us. And, you know, I've bought thank you cards, and, you know, I can sit down with a thank you card and try to put into words how grateful I am. But it's hard to put into words how much you really and truly appreciate the things that these, you know, that everyone has done. It's almost impossible to for anyone to understand the impact that you've had on my life and my husband's life. Michelle, the text that you sent me almost on a daily basis after the fire, you have no idea how much those little texts meant to me.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Well, I was thinking about you just like everybody else out there was. Just want to make sure that you were okay, and that's all we really want. So, and you are.
It's just hard to explain how much those meant to me, just knowing that you were thinking about me at that moment. There were times when that lifted me up so much, there's no way for me to explain to you how much that meant. And there were so many people that did so many amazing things, you know, but it's hard to reach out and just say to each and every person how much what they did meant. You know, Paul kept the show going and
he sure did. He did a wonderful job.
To keep me, you know, knowing, you know, be able to get phone numbers to me or just connecting with people. And Chi-Town Joe set up a way for people to donate to the the American Red Cross so that we could give back to the Red Cross, who was there for us the very first night of our fire. We had nothing. When I was in the hospital that first night, the American Red Cross showed up at the hospital, and they were the first ones to show up. And so Rich and I wanted to give back to them because they were there for us when we had nothing. And so Chi-Town Joe set something up, and he did it in the name of my little dog that we lost. And that meant so much to my heart that people could give in the name of Chloe and that she will forever and always be remembered. It just meant so very much to me. And then, you know, I started getting cards and people realized that, and I think it was through Paul, he mentioned on Jay and Larson's site that I had lost a great deal of reality memorabilia. And he mentioned that people might get some items that were on the auction at the Reality Rally site. And there were some people who, and I don't know who they are, and I just saw that she just called in, so I want to bring her up. Jillian Larson, thank you so much for calling in. I'm so glad you had the time to do this with us tonight.
Oh, it's been actually my pleasure, Jerry. Thank you for inviting me to come back. I'm just thrilled to be part of this call, so thank you.
It was all of us that were on the night that my house caught fire. And I'm so glad that you were able to call back tonight.
Yeah, I'm not happy to do it because of what happened, but I'm certainly happy to be here to help support you again. And I still just can't believe that what was going on in your house while we were talking. Michelle and I were chatting away.
Jillian, I just, you know, I was in complete shock because you and me were chatting away. We were just chatting. And, you know, thanks for calling in today. This is actually a surprise to me that you're calling in. I didn't know. So welcome, Jillian.
Well, thank you. I presume that's Michelle. Is that your voice?
It is.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Jillian.
This is not Michelle, but you know who this is. I want to give a special thank you for you coming on the following Thursday night, Jillian. It was a last-minute thing, and I don't know if Jerry has had the opportunity or been emotionally able to listen to that show, but I so appreciate all that you shared, the words that you brought to us and talked about the Reality Fan family it really was, it was a special moment, Jillian. I just want to personally thank you for doing that at the last minute.
Well, that was, again, my pleasure, and it's always an honor, actually, for me to talk to people out there, and I really value the way that you open that up for me, because it's become so true to me. You know, people ask me, how did being on Survivor change your life? And my answer is always, being on Survivor did not change my life. Being off Survivor did. And a huge part of that is everything that... which I really hadn't a clue. I mean, I tried to get on Survivor, first of all, because it was a challenge, and secondly, because I didn't know why I was being so driven. I believe there was an inner force that was within me, and that's what played out in what I do with it. But the whole reality star fan world, reality star world, radio world, is just such a huge benefit. It's to know that we are all out there that are sort of in the same mind frame. And Sherry, you have to know, I'm sure, the outpouring that everybody felt for you. And again, it just shows what a huge family we are. It really is a family.
Absolutely, yep.
It is.
Great
and
family.
It's been amazing to have everyone just touch my heart so much. You know, with such kindness and generosity. And, you know, I think back to Ron and, you know, the things that he went through. And I'm so glad that everyone was there for him in his time of need. And, you know, now that I'm going through this, I understand, you know, a little bit of what he felt. You know, when everyone was there for him, and I'm so glad that everyone was there for him. He was such a special person, and he brought us all together. You know, reality TV and Ron was what brought this whole show and all of this family together. And so, you know, I'm just so thankful to be part of it and to be able to say thank you to everyone who has done so much for my husband and I. There are some people, and I don't know how to thank someone who is doing something anonymously, but people bought some items from the Reality Rally auction and sent a box of items to me anonymously.
Oh, and that's awesome.
If you're listening, I don't know who you are, but thank you so very much for your kindness and generosity. I wish, you know, there's a lot of names that I'm going to name tonight and a lot of people that I can thank, but it's hard for me to be able to say thank you to somebody that I don't know who you are, and I wish I did, but whoever you are, thank you so
All
very
right,
much
stop
for your
it.
Kindness.
Jerry, stop it.
It's
No,
it's hard.
It's me.
Paul, thank you.
Oh, my All God, right. It's you, Paul? Oh, that's awesome. But,
you
well,
told me it wasn't.
Well, the pressure just, you finally pressured me enough in that last little
You cracked it.
Well, Chariot was Paul, yes, now that he's told you, I can break his confidence, and there were a few other items, we put in a few other items that I gathered from a few other people to add to your box, so,
brilliant. Thank you so very much.
You deserve it, and let's hope that amongst all, I just dropped my earpiece.
Jillian, I couldn't take it any longer, you understand, she was, it was painful
Oh, my God.
Well, let's hope that people out there, and what I want to say is I know and recognize how very valuable celebrity items are from every form of celebrity, even us little mini celebrities. So if anybody out there is listening and has something that is a celebrity item, even if it's a picture of a little old lady from Temecula, that it does not have the same desire to keep it anymore, would you please contact me, and I will give you Cherry's address, and let's send her some more stuff to build up her collection.
Oh, Jillian, you are so sweet.
That's awesome.
Everybody out there listening, I want to get your stuff, and I'm going to send it to Cherry.
You are so sweet. Thank you
Yay.
So much, Matt.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's some things out there that people would like to donate to you and to a new home.
That's awesome. I mean, you know what it is? That's the whole, yeah, that's what I was just about to say, how we're just all connected all together. And whether, you know, you're a Survivor fan or not, we intermingle and somehow get all connected with all these different reality families, and we combine. And, I mean, when someone's down and out, we all call, we make phone calls, and the outpouring that people have, it's amazing. I mean, the messages, like Cherry was saying, I mean, with the text messages, just a little message, you know, a little something said, like, it means so much, you know?
It
doesn't always have to be such, like, a dollar figure. It's just something that it comes from, like, you know, it's one of a kind. It's something that's going to make, you know, the home feel even more like yours, you know? And it's those little things that everybody's getting together and doing, and I love this.
I've got
awesome.
Somebody that I need to pick up on the switchboard right now. Babe, thank you so much for calling in. This is my husband calling from work, and I know he doesn't have much time. Rich, thank you so much for calling into the show tonight. He's never been on the show before. Thank you, honey, for calling in.
Hey, Rich, no problem. Michelle. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Hi, Rich. No problem. It's nice to talk to you, too.
How's it going at work tonight?
Oh, wonderful. I'm standing underneath a lead kettle.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, I don't have a lot of time to talk, but I just wanted to call in and thank everyone for everything. I couldn't even begin to mention all the things that have happened and you know, Paul and Joe and Michelle and Mary and David and just everybody. It just blew my mind, believe me. I don't know if you can hear me. There's a lot of racket around me, but are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, we can all hear you, Rich.
We can hear you.
Okay. You guys are an amazing family, and I had no idea, to be honest with you. And I'm really at a loss for words. I'm a little tongue-tied right now.
All right. Well, Rich, I'm so glad you called in. I kind of knew that was a local number, and I said, Cherry, do you recognize this number? I was about ready to screen it. She knew exactly what the number was. So how does it feel getting back to work?
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. It's just as bad as I expected. But, you know, not much has changed here. I'm grinding and welding and same old thing, but...
How are you feeling? Are you okay, babe?
I'm sore. It's a hard chore, but I'll live through it.
Are you okay, babe? How are you feeling?
I'm okay. My back hurts some, but, you know, I'm not dying. The company
I
was really
not.
Nice.
You can't
they told
do
me,
that.
They told me, my boss told me, you know, if I just don't feel good, to go home. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
That sounds like a good boss.
Yeah, that is. He's got his heart in the right place, too. Yeah, that's for sure.
I just couldn't begin to say thank you enough or know all the words that it requires, but it's really just an astounding thing how kind people can be. And I know I'm forgetting things that I wanted to say and people, but, you know, to everybody out there, whether all you did was say you were sorry or think about us, you know, we're eternally grateful for it.
I have to tell you, for first-time callers, we always do this.
Well,
there you go. Well, thank you so much, Rich. I'm just glad that you're back to work, and you know what? You guys are going to be great. You're going to be okay. You guys have each other, and you have all of us. So just thanks again for taking the time out to call in. I really appreciate you calling in.
And we all do.
We all do.
And from me, all I have to say is the reason why there is been so, it's such an outpouring of support for you, is that you clearly are a huge support to so many, so it just came back to you. That's what you call karma, and that to me is life. That's why. You deserved it and you got it. You didn't deserve what happened to you, but, you know, one never knows those reasons. But you deserve all the support that you've been given.
Well, my wife has a huge heart, and I'm not sure that I really deserve to have such a wife, but I am
I'm
grateful for that as well, and I'm grateful for everything you guys have done for us. And,
well, babe, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I know it was difficult for you. I know it's not your break time or anything, so I won't keep you on here, but I do appreciate you calling in so much. And you be careful and take care. And if you don't feel well, come home.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I got a message from our insurance agent that I didn't. He said to call him and he has good news. But I never got a chance to call him.
Okay.
I just got it.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Everybody.
Bye, Rich.
Thank you very much, babe. Love you.
Have a good show.
All right. Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Awesome that Rich called, and then he got good news that the insurance guy called and said he has good news. So
yeah.
Good news is always good.
Yes. we just found out today that our house, they're going to start demolishing it on Wednesday. So the remains of it will be gone soon. It's hard to even drive by there and see what's remaining of it. So I think I'm, as hard as it is to say this, I think I'm going to be glad when they get it gone, because it's just so hard for me to see what's left of it. So,
Well, you know what? It could be like, you know what? It's like it's going to go, and then it's a new beginning. A clean slate, do you know?
Right.
Clean slate. And maybe that's like one of the things that you like needs to be done in order for you to move on, because, you know, the thing is that people try to just put things off, and it's baby steps, and you know, you just gotta get through the motions, you know, and as bad as something is, you must find the good in it, and whichever way that is, you'll find something and figure it out, and at the long run, you know, it's gonna be great, but it's gonna take a lot to get there, you know, and it's all gonna work out.
And we drove by 18 houses in one day last Wednesday. You know, just trying to find a new home, you know, just trying to move forward in the slightest way sometimes. And those we didn't even go into. We were just looking at whether they were potential options for us, you know, whether we even wanted to see the inside or not. You know, just doing those kind of things are just exhausting, you know, and then trying to get everything ready for Rich to go back to work starting today. You know, he had no lunchbox. He had no workout. He had no, you know, just all the little things you don't think about. You know,
you're right. You're
right. You don't think about all those things. And, I mean, the smallest of things you just don't think about. You know, what's he going to put his lunch in? Well, you know, he doesn't have a coat that he, because you know, he works in a factory. He doesn't want to wear his, you know, regular coat to work and regular shoes. He needs, you know, just all these little things that we had to prepare for, you know, for him to go back to work. And it's just exhausting, the things that you have to do, all the things that you don't have anymore, you know, and when you're our age, I mean, we've accumulated so much. And I could probably sit down and write items out. You know, I could write probably a page a day for the next 365 days and turn it into the insurance company and not get the entire contents of my house, you know?
Yeah.
And
still, they don't do it like that. They don't do by, like, you know, property. They basically do it by what was most valuable things. So little things like that, like you were saying earlier, forks, spoon, plate, just little like a thermos to take to work. That stuff you don't really think about, and that it's not kind of put into the pricing of the home, you know. They don't know the value of certain things that you have that are personal and stuff, so.
Right.
Yeah, this is like a gray line, you know.
When, and Rich collected, you know, we both had collections. He collected St. Louis Blues memorabilia. I collected reality TV memorabilia, and I also collected dog statues and dog memorabilia, especially sighthounds. And so there, you know, there was collections in that home that went way back. And there's no way we can possibly put down, you know, everything we each had in our collections.
No, that would be impossible even to remember, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
And so, I mean, it's just daunting trying to remember everything you have in your home. But, you know, enough about that. I want to get back to the reason for this show, and that is to say thank you. People like Dan Kaminsky, Laura McDonald, Mary Ann Pinko, Mappy, Chef Joe Arvin, Dana Lambert, Zane Knight, of course, Michelle Costa and Jillian Larson. Both of you have been so supportive. Chi-Town Joe, who's in our chat room right now, and Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We also have somebody on the switchboard that I'd like to bring up right now who has been a huge part of my support system, and I'm going to say hi to her right now. Pam, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey.
How are you?
I am great. How are you doing, Terry?
Really good. I'm so glad you called in because you have been such a big portion of my support system. You also went through a fire, and you also lost a dog in your fire. And
wow.
When this happened to me, you were right there for me as support for me because you had been through this. And I can't say thank you enough, Pam, for everything
you've done. I really don't need any thank yous. I mean, it just, you'll understand that in years to come if ever you're given the opportunity to help somebody in a similar circumstance. You'll see what I'm talking about. I appreciate it. I really do. But, you know, you're just a kind lady, and I love you, and I would have done it for you regardless.
Well, Pammy, this is Michelle. Hi, my love.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great. And, you know, it's crazy to think that you kind of went through the same thing that Cherry did, you know, and we actually talked about it, you, me, and Cherry,
sitting
in New Hampshire,
my hotel room.
at Toy for Tots event, and you, us three, sat there. We cried. We laughed. We went through our angers. We had, like, such a great late-night girl talk. And
it's wine and all.
Yeah, wine and all. But it just don't, it's, you know what, the thing is, me and Paul talked a lot about this. And we said that, you know, though we didn't like what happened to Pam, you know, in her situation, but she can actually say to Cherry, I understand what you're going through. Because if me and Paul were to say that, you know, we understand, but we really can't wrap our head around it, you know. And you actually could say and do and just be there because you actually went through the exact thing. It's crazy. You know, and I'm
crazy.
Just so
I mean,
thankful
everything
for you to be there for her. Really, truly am.
Well, we actually were on the phone last night, and we had a good laugh with regards to the conversation, which we all know is private, that you and her and I had.
I have an idea. I know what you're talking about, but oh god,
it was hysterical. But in you know, in all seriousness, I mean, even though her and I experienced the same thing, everybody's experience is different. You know, I was really young. I didn't have a lot anyway. But you know, losing my dog was the biggest thing to me, and I know that's the same with Cherry. We have that in common, but I couldn't imagine restarting, even today at 41. I wouldn't, you know, be able to do that. So you know, I understand to a point, but not fully.
Well, I just, I knew after talking with Sherry that first night when we had a long conversation, what did I keep saying to you over and over again, Sherry? Who did I keep telling you that you have to call? And I made you promise me that you would call her.
Yeah. Call Pam. You know, and my concern was I didn't want to make her relive her, you know, what she went through. But eventually I realized that, you know, talking to her, I had to talk to her. You know, it was something that I had to do.
And I'm so glad you did, because, Sherry, that actually just hearing your voice made me feel like I could take a breath again, just knowing that you were alive and okay, even though I knew you were. I needed to hear your voice.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say hi to Pam, and I have to log off to everybody else because I've got a volunteer meeting in about 3 minutes, so I'm going to have to go and join them. But thank you so much for inviting me to be back on. And hello, Pam. Do I know you?
Hi, Julian.
Have I met you anywhere?
No, but I know who you are. So
good. Well, good. Well, maybe one day our paths will cross. So thank you for the support you've given to Cherry too. So thank you guys, and I will make sure that I get you a pretty much all filled out autographed book from the 2013 Reality Rally to send to you, Cherry. So, Michelle, please remind me we're going to be passing it around, huh?
I will take care of that, Julian.
Hey, real quickly, before you run off, one of our chatters, Jillian.
Sorry, go ahead.
I want Jillian, one of our chatters, Michael Doyle, is saying please say hi to Jillian.
Yes, oh, good. Hello, Michael. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, one more quick word, if you don't mind. I want everybody out there who's listening to go and play our new virtual Facebook game. We have Reality Rally Virtual. Go to our website and click on Virtual Game and play the game, please. I've had this guy that's done this amazing game for us. So see if you can beat me. The challenge is out.
Ooh. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to try to
do something. Jillian, I can't wait to see you in a few weeks.
Yeah, I know, it's very soon. That's why I've got to go into a meeting. I'm in meetings all the time or at my desk. So thank you guys so much. And I'm going to be watching to see if you can meet me on Virtual Reality Rally. And
all right, that's a
my
challenge.
My thoughts are out with you. It is a challenge. Go tell everybody.
Thank you again, hon.
Great.
I appreciate
okay.
you so much.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Cherry, like one thing I wanted to say, I was actually, I don't know if anybody was watching Celebrity Apprentice last week and then this week, but Trace Atkins actually won his challenge, and he is playing for the American Red Cross because a year ago his house burned down and the Red Cross was there within hours to help his family. So he wanted to pay it forward. And I thought, I was just thinking about like you and the whole everybody getting together. And do you know how much money he presented at the American Red Cross on the last episode? $680,000.
Whoa.
I know. That's amazing. I was just so touched by that.
Oh, and I loved how he met the family, the mom with the two little kids. And she had just gone through the same thing. And they said it. They said the American Red Cross was right there to help, and it's exactly what you said. You said they were right there, and to know that that much money is going to help them, and what people have put in with our reality family and getting the word out there, to me, I was just, like, so happy watching that. I don't know if you actually saw that, Cherry. Did you?
Yes, I did. And
well, we got a long ways to go, people, to beat Trace.
Yeah.
It touched my heart to see that, you know, I mean, somebody like Trace Atkins, you know, went through even something remotely similar to what Rich and I went through with their house burning and the American Red Cross showing up just blew me away, for one thing. And I don't know how bad their fire was. I don't know anything about it. But I know that it was in his heart that need, that want, desire to give back to them, because they were the ones who were there for you at that time of need when it seemed like you were so alone. And it was the American Red Cross who was right there when you needed them the most. And that's why Rich and I, you know, did what we did and said, you know, we want to give back to them, because it's not because we're all set up and we have everything we need. We don't. But we wanted to give back to them for what they did for us, because we appreciated it so much that they were there at that moment that we needed them in the worst way possible. And you just, you'll never forget, you know, who that is that walks through your door when you're at your lowest point in your life. And it was the American Red Cross, and then our insurance man. And I have to say, Rob Edmonds from Farmers Insurance, and I have to tell you guys, I talked to Rob Edmonds' boss, I guess it was one of the upper echelon of Farmers Insurance, was actually in town and in his office not long ago, and last week, I believe, and I called in and spoke with him because I wanted to tell them what a great job my insurance man did, you know, after our fire, and give him the accolades he deserved, because he had done such a great job. And he mentioned to me that a few emails had been sent in regarding Rob from friends of mine. And I don't know whose letter it was. I don't know whose email it was. But somebody's email that sent in something to Farmers went around their corporate office and was actually shown to many of the corporate people at Farmers. So I don't know who all emailed Farmers on our behalf, but somebody's email was shown around the corporate office of Farmers Insurance. So just want to throw that out there, whoever emailed Farmers Insurance.
But you said there was a lot of emails, like he received a lot of emails in himself and also his company.
Right. I don't know.
How far are you talking from?
I don't know whose might have been the lucky one that wound up being the one that was sent around the corporate office, but somebody's was, you know,
all
shown
right,
around
the beans,
corporate.
Paul. Paul, was it you? It was.
No,
I know
that,
it.
No, that one wasn't me, but I just dawns on me how it's spreading. The love and the goodwill has even, you know, from this tragedy, has even entered into kind of an inspirational program for, you know, the entire Farmers Insurance company, and that is so cool.
Well,
that's called paying it forward. It's just kind of like a domino effect. I love it.
Yeah, I mean,
I love it.
Somebody does something, you know, really good for you. I mean, like I said, when you're at your very lowest point that you've ever been in your whole life, whoever walks in and reaches their hand out to lift you up, you're going to remember that forever. And, you know, basically it's been all of you. All of you have been there to reach your hand out and lift me up. And I'll never forget any of you. All of you have been so kind and so gracious and so giving. And I just, that's why I wanted to do this show tonight, to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to each and every one of you who have been there to support me and Rich through all of this. Thank you so very much. It's been amazing. You know, it's been so hard, but it's been so amazing to have such wonderful people surrounding us and helping us through it. And I wish there was more that I could say to express my gratitude, but I just want to say thank you.
Well, you know what, Cherry, I'm sure I'm just going to speak for everybody. And we did for you what you would do for anybody, and what we're going to do for anybody in the future. We don't want anything to happen, but things happen in life. It's just the way it is. And I know that, you know, we're all going to come together again and lift somebody else. And I know for a fact, Cherry used to lift before, but she's going to just, like, catapult. So hold on to your seats, people. So it's just great. Oh, the love. Don't you love the love, Paul? He loves it so much. He's speechless.
I think he's got it.
I agree. I was just some noise in the background, so I had to mute myself. But, yeah, absolutely. Well said, Michelle.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So, Cherry, do you have any more final thoughts? Because I know this has been very important for you, and I know this. You wanted Rich to be able to join us, and that just topped the cake. I think it was great that he called in, you know. It really was. To hear his voice.
I was so glad he was able to do that. I wasn't sure. Go ahead, Paul.
I'm sorry. No, I do see somebody that is on the switchboard that's just listening in, but that was one of the most memorable moments that I remember from that Monday show, at the end of the show, when our friend Phil called in the night before his surgery. And that I will always remember, Cherry, and I just wanted to give up. There's somebody else here. I don't know what that area code, but I just wanted to maybe allow you to talk about that particular moment of that show, because that was special to me. I know it was special to you.
Absolutely. And Phil's always, he will always be special to us. You know, Phil going into surgery is something that, you know, we all are always concerned about, because he's had some difficulties in the past, you know, with going through surgery, and we just worry about him. We all love Phil. He's been one of our regular fans and supporters, and he's just a big portion of our family. And,
he's awesome.
He
we love you, Phil.
And so he called in right before the end of the show, and being able to talk to him just before he went into surgery. Let's just say hi to him real quick, and then we're going to bring up Joanne. We'll say hi to him real quick. Hi,
you
Phil. How are you?
Hey, beautiful. It's a night for your celebration, so that's the greatest thing on earth for us.
Hey, Phil. I'm so glad to hear your voice, babe.
Hey, good evening, girlie. I hope you're tilting back for me.
I'm chilling like a villain over here, just for you.
Yeah, I just got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, but things should go good. And next week I have a big series of x-rays, and that'll tell the story.
Oh, goodness. So prepping up for the week, I guess it is, right?
It will. God's got his way, and I think I'm halfway home, so it's all good.
That's awesome.
Halfway home is great.
Uh-huh. But it's been wonderful hearing the stories, and Cherry, much love to you and Rich, and just carry forward, dear.
Thank you so much, Phil. You have a wonderful night, babe. Do you want to stay on the switchboard and listen?
I'm cooking dinner for Charlene, so I'm going to listen, but I'll hit the computer in a minute.
Okay.
Well, we wish you luck. We wish you luck, Phil, and you know what? We'll be praying for you, and we hope everything works out good, okay?
Thanks so much, hon.
You're an
icon. All right, bye.
Baby, you know we love you.
Thank you. Bye, Paul.
Well, it's so good
Take
to hear
care,
his voice, right?
I know. I just love him. He is so sweet. And now we're going to play our theme music for this segment of the show, because Woo-hoo. It's time for Big Brother Canada. So let's do this. And we have Miss Joanne Heaney calling in to cover our Big Brother Canada segment. How are you, Joanne?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Miss Joanne, we're fantastic because you're here.
Oh, well, so. That's fantastic, Michelle. But I have a bone to pick with you.
Hey, before you have a bone to pick with me, I just first like to say, Paul is going to be definitely involved in the segment, and I don't know, Cherry, do you want to spill the beans or not?
Well,
I'm not going down with this ship without you.
I have a little surprise. I have somebody else calling in that's also prepared to talk Big Brother Canada. So we have somebody else that's ready to talk Big Brother Canada.
Oh, so you brought
too.
Backup.
So
you brought
I got
backup
for you. I got you covered, Michelle. You know I always got your back.
Oh, goodness. Oh, gosh.
You know I've always got you covered, girl.
Wow. You are dirty. I love it. Everybody's like, what is going on right now? But we will soon find out, won't we, Cherry?
I have
Michelle
no clue.
Michelle and I have not
right
had
now.
Time to watch Big Brother
yes.
Canada.
Cherry
yet,
hasn't
so.
Either. She has not watched Big Brother either. We're in the same boat, Joanne. But she brought
fair
backup,
enough,
so that's not fair. That's not fair.
So, as I said, I do have somebody else that I had call in tonight just to talk Big Brother. With Joanne, we have with us Mr. Michael Doyle from Big Brother Whispers. So, Michael Doyle, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, guys. Wow. We got a whole family going on here.
Absolutely.
We got a lot going on.
I have a huge, huge question. Then I'll shut up and let you two talk. But I have to know, you Canadians, what the hell are beaver tails and pooties?
Oh, my poutine. God, beaver tails and poutines, Paul. Poutine.
All right, for those that haven't watched last night's episode, they had a have-not competition, and just like in the U.S., they came in afterwards, and there were other items other than slop on the table, and these were the two items, and I have no clue.
What were they?
So a poutine and a beaver tail. So a poutine is French fries covered in gravy, covered in cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. When Dan Diesling was down here for the premiere a couple weeks ago, he had to go out and get a full Canadian poutine. A beaver tail is what I like to call a big flat donut. You get them in Ottawa. It's long and flat, and it tastes like, I don't know, to me it's like a sugared flat donut, and it's delicious. So
wait, this is so this is for the have-nots. They're getting donuts, and they're getting a lot of
gravy fries, cheese on top,
French fries with gravy.
Yeah, but it was between bubble gum and cotton candy, or poutine and beaver tail. I think they won either way. I don't know about you guys, but I would eat any of that.
I love cotton candy.
Michelle,
yes.
I think you couldn't have handled the cotton candy. You would have been too hyper.
I would have been. That's why it would have been perfect. It would have been great TV. Oh, my gosh. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Paul. I know you were answering a question, actually, Joanne. Go ahead. Oh, you answered what it was. Okay, that's what it was. Yeah. So who ended up being a have-not? Is that a good question? I don't know. I didn't watch it. Oh, God.
one of the guys that was on it last week.
Yep.
I'm horrible with names. Yeah.
Alec got it back to back, so he's
back-to-back have not, and the new ones are Topaz, Jillian, and Anil.
And Anil, yes.
Yeah, it was
so
Anil.
Do they still, do they have, like, where they sleep on in a room?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing for the not- showers?
No, well, they have a have-not room, but I don't know about you guys, but I would have no problem sleeping in this room. It looks like an old-fashioned rundown hotel room. It's got weird-looking clowns on the wall. It has a round bed. I would be perfectly fine in the have-not room. I've already eaten slop, so I'd be good, but it looks fine to me.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Do you see a round bed?
Yeah, and it has a like cot, too, on the side for the third person.
That's like an Austin Powers bed.
Yes. But
that's the bed we've always wanted.
Yeah, but think like creepy old, like, grandmother-style bedding. Like, it's, you know, brown and orange, but it looks perfectly comfy to me, so I'd go in there. I would want to be a have-not just to eat poutine and beaver tails.
I'd be a have-not just to be on the show.
Well, that too, right? So what did you think about last week's eviction for the two people that I'm talking to that watched the show? Any thoughts on Danielle leaving the house?
Real.
Well, come on. Like, you're like a freaking goat. What do you expect? Goats get sacrificed in Greece or Rome or whatever, so of course you're going to be.
I was okay with her because she was kind of going after, you know, some of the favorites in my house, and also the fact that she was on the show because she wanted to further her aspiring acting career.
I knew you were going to say that.
I was fine with that. It was pretty dramatic because it was an eviction. Most times you don't get that kind of surprise, but she was surprised. She was almost in tears. She pushed people away, you know, on her way out. So Danielle is fine with me, and I understand. We might as well mention that's you'll be interviewing her live this Friday on your live interview stream.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Brendan, my amazing other half, and I will be interviewing Danielle this coming Friday. And last week we interviewed Kat, and for you that tuned in, it was such an amazing show. She was so much fun. She told us everything we asked. Well, I asked one question that she had to say she couldn't answer, but it wasn't a big deal. She was amazing, super sweet girl. We absolutely adore her. And now Michelle, Danielle has asked if she could come on, and we're going to be interviewing her this Friday. So a little excited. She was completely shocked to be sent home on Thursday. Brendan and I were in the audience again, and the look on her face reminded me of when Dan voted out Shane on Danielle. Like, it was, and she said, I don't know if you guys saw it, but she's sitting in the audience watching her goodbye tapes, and Jillian is saying goodbye to her, and she mouths, you can actually hear it, she goes, "You knew all along?" Like, does she not know the pawn always goes home?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I was saying about the goat.
I want to quickly thank you, Joanne. You guys, after you interview, you take tweets from the fans to take questions. And I sent you a question that you graciously asked her on the air. And you went on to say that we were part, you know, that I was part of the Rad Reality Show, and that you do regular segments here. So thanks for the shout out to the Rad Reality Show, Joanne.
Oh, any time, you guys, no problem. We appreciate you shouting out BB Canada Insider, just like I just did. But we appreciate all the support. I mean, we're such huge Big Brother fans, so to be able to have it here in Canada is absolutely amazing. And with Brendan and I covering it, we're just having a great time. Like, It's unbelievable. He actually gets to talk to whoever's evicted the next morning on a phone call and ask a few questions. So it's pretty awesome.
It's amazing, isn't it? Like, we've waited 14 U.S. seasons and then countless world seasons, and then finally we get our own. You know,
finally.
Like, even, I know, it's like so awesome, like, just to stand in line and just to experience that. You know, for me, that was worth it. And then just to watch the show. And then this week we have our first Canada Selects and I think that's going to be awesome for the POV.
We get to control the veto. I'm sorry,
yep.
You stand in line. Were you at a live show?
Me? Yeah, no, I was at the auditions in Halifax.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and that for me was worth it. And then, like, I do want to go to Toronto for one of the shows, not this season, probably next season. And then, but the thing that I'm so stoked about is for the first time ever in BB Canada history is we get a POV choice. So it's kind of like America's choice, but we can say Canada's choice. So that's totally awesome.
That's crazy. You guys actually get to pick the veto winner? Is that what you guys are saying?
We're not 100% sure yet, Michelle.
you guys have a say in the veto competition, like maybe what the event is or whatever. But you guys have some sort of say in the veto competition. Is that what you're saying? Because that's pretty crazy.
I think it would be more of the POV, maybe a twist, like maybe a hidden POV somewhere.
We're not 100% sure yet.
Yeah, they left a lot open in that, and I think they did that on purpose.
Of course they did.
They announced that it was going to be on Thursday's eviction show, their live eviction show. There would be a twist, and Canada gets the POV, but they didn't give any details of what that meant.
Yeah, it should be really exciting. So cannot wait to see what happens on Thursday.
Interesting. Now, Joanne, I know you said you've attended a lot of the live evictions. I know that at this point you knew you were going to go to a couple. Are you going to be going to every one? Do you know what's the status on that? Because it seems like you're kind of in the know of BB Canada. Like, pretty cool.
Well, Brendan, the other half of the website, he's the one that gets the tickets. He submitted the website. He made it. And they've agreed to give him the first half of the ticket. So I'm not 100% sure I get to go this week. I might have had a little conversation with the host, Arissa Cox. So I'm waiting to hear back from her. But I will be there next week. And it's the day after my birthday, so I got a ticket. But after that, Brendan and I are still trying to figure out if we can get to the rest of evictions. We've got our fingers crossed that we're going to get to go to the other half. And we're really hoping for the wrap party. And we're really hoping for backyard interviews. So I guess we just have to wait and see what happens. But hopefully.
Ooh. All right. We're kind of running out of time, but I need to ask you guys if you have any inside info on
Paul. We do have Michelle's guest waiting.
That's why I prefaced it with we're running out of time. All right. Never mind.
Paul, you sure you don't want to ask your question quickly? Let's do it.
Okay. The house guests were punished for somebody tampering with the camera. Was there anybody truly tampering with it?
I don't think there was. I'm convinced nobody touched the camera. I'm really convinced it was just their way to make them do things. That's my take on that. I don't know about yours.
That's the same with me. I totally agree with you 100%. I think it was just a way for them to do the human pyramid.
How was that dance party? No, I don't think so. And the midnight dance party. Yeah. No idea, but I mean, it was fun to watch anyhow. I've now developed a mini crush on Andrew, so we'll see what happens on the show.
Uh-oh. Once you start getting
you
big
so
brother
much.
Crushes.
Oh, well, there's going to be questions, I'm sure, in a lot of seasons. And I'm just so excited about Canada. And I'm going to be watching. I promise I will.
I know you'll come through, Michelle. I know you
will.
I will.
It's just been so, a lot of things going on, sorry. And not excuse, but I will because I'm a huge Big Brother fan. And I love Canada. I'm so excited that they have it. And just hearing you guys makes me want to watch it more and more. But, you guys will be back next week, correct?
Yes.
Will you have me back?
Oh, I would love to have you both back. I adore you both.
Well, I adore you more.
Oh, well, let's get sappy now. Well, Mr. Ann and Mr. Mikey Poo, thank you again for joining us. Do you have any last parting words for our Manic Monday listener?
Thank you so much for having me on, guys. Cherry, Paul, Michelle, you guys are all fantastic. Cherry, I just wanted to reach through the screen and hug you tight tonight. You know you have a space in my heart, and my heart was absolutely broken for you and your husband. And I can't wait to talk to you guys again next week about Big Brother Canada, and hopefully the right person goes home again this week. So we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much, Joanne. I greatly appreciate that.
Ciao, guys. We love you, BB Canada.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, Joanne.
Bye.
Bye, hon. Don't forget to go to BB Canada Insider.
Because you can only find out the insider of a Canada with BB Insider Canada. And who better to talk about it than somebody who's going to the live events and talking to all the people getting evicted. So make sure you guys follow. So let's bring up our next guest, which, oh, she is just amazing.
Absolutely.
And we love her to pieces here at Manic Mondays. She has come on our show many times, and tonight she is going to talk about something so dear to her and that we've been watching. If you've been watching her Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff, just following her and what she's been doing, she's going to come talk about it tonight. And maybe we can get a little insight, just a little insight of what her thoughts are on Survivor this year.
All right, let's do this. Nayanka, thank you so much for calling in to Manic Mondays. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Baby. Hey, my Nayanka, my little boo-boo.
Michelle.
Hi, baby. What are you doing?
About to have a consultation. I have to talk to you guys. Thanks for extending your hands out and letting me come on your show once again.
Oh, well, we love you here, Manic Mondays. And I've been following you, obviously, like a stalker. And Doggy Paws. Doggy Paws, you want to talk about your little baby boo?
I do. Doggy Paws, if you guys have been following me or seeing my Facebook or my Twitter, it's always cluttered with pictures of dogs. And it's like, okay, she's actually sleeping with dogs.
There's nothing better than that.
I know, they're just so incredible and just so awesome, but it's blossomed. When I first started talking to you guys, like that first year is when it was like, I was running it out of my aunt's garage, and then my partner basically loved the idea, loved what I was doing, loved what my other partner was doing, and decided to just become a part of it, and let's make this something huge. And now, like literally three months later, we now have a facility. We have this awesome building, and you guys remember when I was on Survivor and I had that colored dreadlock, like it was like a rainbow color?
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
I've always been like the black Punky Brewster. So of course the inside of my facility is colorful. Every wall is a different color. One's yellow, one's green. The doors are outlined in red. Then you have blue. You got some like everything. And our shirts are tie dye, rainbow tie dye.
Yes.
Our logo is peace signs made out of doggy paws.
I love it. Love
I
that.
Have to send you a shirt. I have to definitely send you a shirt. And we also have bracelets as well. And half of the proceeds of our bracelets goes to Sparky and the Gang. And Sparky and the Gang is basically like a rescue out of Long Beach that needs volunteers. And they're just like short on bodies. And we're going to donate half of the proceeds of our bracelets to them. So it's growing. We had a mixer, had great turnout on the second, which was on a Saturday, and we're actually doing the cutting of the ribbon on the 23rd as of, like, here we are, and where Doggy Paws is located, we are by the beach. We're on Ocean in Long Beach, and it's in a very beautiful luxury apartment complex, and about 80% of the people here have dogs, and they are just, like, they're more excited than us to even open. It's truly a blessing, and it's even more incredible when you know, your fans and friends actually follow you and they're happy for your success. Because at my mixer, Tyrone Davis came to my mixer, Anthony Robinson
wow.
came,
Ooh.
Dawson came. So they came and showed a lot of love and support. And what I'm going to be doing this year is I'm going to be putting on a volunteer thing for the survivors and the kids where I have the survivors come out and play with the dogs, with the kids, and maybe find some shirts and auction off. And, I mean, I really want to invite the survivor family because if it wasn't for Survivor, I would not be where I am today. I would not be where I am today. I wouldn't know my character. I didn't quit, you know. If I would have walked away from this, it wouldn't be happening. So, yeah, you guys, get excited. You're gonna
I am so
everywhere.
Thrilled for you, Nyanka. You have no idea.
Nyanka.
We were just talking earlier about, I don't know if you heard, but, you know, my house just burned down not long ago, and one of the things that I collected was dog items, dog statues, dog pictures, dog memorabilia of any kind. Even my dish towels had dogs embroidered on them. And seriously, I mean, that's how much of a dog fanatic I was. From the time you got near my home, you could see I was a dog fanatic. I had dog statues outside the house. There, you know, and as soon as you walked in my home, there was dog statues, dog pictures, dog
oh, wow.
everything throughout the house. And
wow.
I just lost all that. And so I'm starting, you know, I'll be rebuilding all of that, you know, slowly but surely. But dogs are a huge part of my home, you know, my heart. And we lost one of our babies in the fire. And
I'm sorry.
It's they're part of your family. We never had kids. And we had two dogs, and we lost one in the fire. And it's been so hard for me. But
I can imagine.
What you're doing for people's dogs and being there to take care of them when they can't be and giving them all that love, just it makes me smile. And if I live near you, I would entrust you with my baby in a heartbeat. Because I know you love them, and I know you take care of them.
Oh, my gosh, she does, yeah.
can I say something?
Sure, Michael.
Yeah, I just want to say hi, Nyanka. I'm a huge fan of yours. It's Michael from Whispers.
Oh, hey.
How are you doing?
How are you? I'm doing great. It's
awesome.
Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge fan of Naz, and thank you so much for all your support. And you have devoted fans, and you know, it's awesome to see you set up the store, too. I love your pictures. I love your websites that you set up, too, and they're very cute and stuff, too. So I just thought I'd say that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. You guys make me want to cry every time I freaking call into the station.
I know,
all the love
right?
and support I get, I'm like, I want to cry.
Aww.
Love you over here, babe. We love you. We always, when you've come on, you've always talked about what you wanted to do, what your vision was and everything, and we've kind of watched you grown, and it's like you're like a little baby Nyanka, and now we're like setting you free and like all the things you're doing. It's so awesome, you know? So, like, you know, I always call you. I'm always like, come on, we love you. I always make sure it's like, you know, about something that's going on with what you're happening because I follow you and things that you've talked about. So we follow you here, girl. We stalking you.
I'm a huge Nyanka fan. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love my fans. I love my fans. I love you guys. My fans are my friends. And you guys, like, seriously, just thank you so much. And Doggy Paws, our Doggy Paws family would love to thank you guys as well for showing your support and just acknowledging us and spreading the word.
I want a shirt or
a
bracelet. I'm going to have to go on and figure out how to get a shirt
one.
Or a bracelet or something because that's the way you describe it. First of all, I'm an old hippie at heart, so
yeah,
tie-dye and peace signs and all that.
Harry Garcia, come on.
You've encompassed everything that I'm about, so.
I saw the shirt, and I love it, and now that I know I can buy it, I'm going to buy one.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you
now,
so
Nyanka,
can you
throw out a link, and we'll have somebody type it up in the chat room, of where they can either go to your website, get the Doggy Plus shirt, and then the other thing I want you to talk about is maybe just talk about some of the services that you do just so that people know what they can get when they go to Doggy Plus, because you probably have a lot going on there.
I do. Well, you can go to www.doggy-paws.com. There is our retro wear, because we call our clothing line retro wear, because the dog who started it all is my business partner's dog. His name is Retro. And all
oh
of our
God,
clothes
that's
is retro.
Awesome.
So our line
that's
is called Retro,
awesome.
Retro Wear. So you can go onto the website and go to the Retro Wear link where you can get you can order whatever shirts. Like we have eight different styles of our shirts. We have 6 different tie-dye, like earth tone, purple rain, Rasta spiral, rainbow. We have all of that. And then we have Long Beach hearts, doggy paws, and then the basic logo shirts, and the bracelets are there as well. What we provide is an indoor and outdoor service for your dog. Our indoor facility is literally like the Jamboree / Disneyland / Universal Studios for dogs. I mean, it's active. When you go in there, you want to play. And the irony in it all is that these dogs can't even see color, you know? So that makes it even more great, because they have no idea. So we do an indoor and outdoor service, and we ride the bikes throughout Long Beach. We go to the beach, Rosie's Dog Beach, and we go to multiple parks throughout the day. We skateboard with your dog. We run with your dog. We walk with your dog. And that's our outdoor. Indoor, your dog can fly, go in the tunnel, play. And we have three different parks also on the inside. So we have a big dog park, a small dog park, and a pampered pooch lounge. And the pampered pooch lounge has a TV and like 8 different beds and carpet.
Damn, I want to go there.
You should call it.
I'm telling you.
You should call it the pimping park.
Yeah, that's my world. It's truly a doggy paw world.
That sounds like the mecca of all doggy lands. Like, so is this just a day thing, or can they stay overnight? Is this like the doggy posh motel, like hotel?
Well, we also offer our paw support for people who need like overnight and stuff like that. We don't do overnight in our facility simply because we have people living upstairs. So what we have going on right now is we do it's called slumber party time. We go in there with each client. We personally meet them and let them get to know us personally, because we'll be going in and out of your house to get your dog. But our boarding pretty much is like slumber party. So we'll do it in home. And a lot of our clients have webcam anyway, so it's like for safety for them, us, and their dog. So we are inside, and that's a pretty popular package. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, my God, you got to be in my home. But then they understand once we break down why, you know, because we can't have the dogs in here overnight barking. And I'm not going to be up 24 hours a day to do a rotation of dogs in the middle of the night. So when we expand, which we know we're going to be expanding, I believe that we're going to be a franchise. We'll be doing boarding in our facility.
Ooh.
Wow, when you start doing that franchising, girl, you got to let me know, because this is something that I would, oh, my gosh, I would absolutely love
right
to see
alley,
here.
Alley.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So I have a consultation. I would definitely call back in after my consult if you guys don't mind. If not, then my consultation went, like, really long.
Oh, no, I mean, if you got anything else to say, I know you have to go, but we're just so glad that you're able to call in. Is there anything else you need to say about the facility, maybe anything that you missed, or I'm sure we have the website up already, anything you need to do before you got to go, because we're just thankful that you called in and was able to talk about this exciting venture in your life, and it's just so awesome what you're doing.
Again, you guys, I'm so sorry talking to a client. Again, I want to thank you guys. I will be calling in every single Monday. So know that I'm going to be calling every single Monday.
Ooh, awesome.
And because I want to do this survivor talk with you guys, too, along with this doggy boss. But, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's
awesome. We want
you
back to talk survivor, because we know that you will tell us what you're thinking and feeling and what people don't say. Right?
Yes, you already know.
She'll blind us with that smile, though.
Aw, thanks. All right, guys, I got to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Naoka. You have a
wonderful
night.
We love you
night.
Here, babe. We
I
love you.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you
guys, too.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Have a good Monday.
I love her. Doggy Paws. First off, I thought the name was awesome, and love the whole hippie nation with the paws, with doing the peace sign. If you guys could see that, just go and check it out. It's really cute. A lot of, like, faces you'll recognize help volunteer there. I know Dawson, I've seen her in the pictures, and a few other people. So it's wonderful to see. I mean, she's been on here so many times, and we actually were her first interview when she got out.
Oh, wow.
Survivor, isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah.
I believe so. You know, the way she got off the show was, you know, people have their own opinion, but here in Manic Mondays, we allow you to have the open forum and to speak to what you want to speak, and we actually welcome the outcasts, don't we?
That's right.
Now,
yeah, we don't
do
judge.
That, Michelle, it was with Ron that you brought her on, and I do believe that's right.
Yeah,
I just got to say something. I'm a huge Survivor fan, and I love Naoka. She is such an awesome. Oh. She's such an awesome person.
She really is, and that's why, you know, some people get labeled the villain, or, you know, the crazy girl with unitard that talks to the cameras and throws toes, whatever. You know, that's really not the whole gist of it. And I think once you get to meet people and get to see them events and get to see them in the outside world, and maybe kind of, even if you don't get them, you know, take back a little bit of editing, you know, add a little bit here and take a little bit there, you know. Sometimes they give you a little bit less of what you want to see. That's what you want to see more. And then they give you more of what you want to see, and that's really less. If that makes any sense in reality TV, I think it does. So I think, you know, a lot of these avenues and these networks with what everybody does here on the phone lines right now and what everybody else does out there is an opening, however way you're going about it, to actually meet the real person behind their persona, you know. And it's funny because the people that are usually the ones that are, oh, my God, I can't believe that, or I would never say that, are the people that you're normally like, oh, my God, I can relate, when you meet them in person or whatever, you know. So I'm glad that she's come such a long way through all that bullshit she had to deal with, and look at her now. And she's just awesome. I love her. And I really honestly, I sent her a message, and I said, I love what you're doing, and I'd love for you to come on and talk about it. And she's like, anytime. And so you heard it first here. She's going to be coming back every Monday, people. I love this.
Just one of my favorite people, you know, to talk to and have on the show. She, you know, she was very controversial when she came on the first time. You know, people, you know, may not have liked the way she, you know, left Survivor, but she, like I say all the time, nobody knows how they will deal with the stress that's put upon them on these shows. And it's something that, you know, you can't tell how you're going to react unless you're put in that position. And she's come on and proven, just like so many others have, that she's just an amazing, beautiful, smart woman who has so much going for her, and I just love her spirit, and I'm so happy that she's gotten this going, and it's, you know, now up and running outside of her home, and she's talking about possibly franchising, and she's, you know, on her way. You know, she's doing great.
She owned it. Like,
yeah,
when like people want to talk junk, okay, people talk junk, but she owns it. But
yeah,
she owns what she says, and she just keeps it moving.
Yeah.
And she doesn't sit there.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't sit there, whammy. She's like, you know what? You want to say something? I'm going to prove you wrong. And she doesn't do it spiteful. She does it, like, for herself and for good, you know? It's not like she's like, neener, neener, neener. She's like, here I am, yes. I said that and this and that, but I'm still who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
She's just an awesome person. She's got a great spirit, a great heart. And, you know, nobody could love dogs that much and be a bad person. You know, I mean, sorry, but to do that much for dogs and have
she gets a pass.
I mean, you gotta have a great heart in there to do what she's doing with dogs. And, you know, the dogs wouldn't love her back if she wasn't a wonderful person. You know, I just don't think they would.
And she put a lot of thought of it. I mean, she, like, when she was talking, she just was like, oh, and then we got the indoor park and then the outdoor park and then the posh park. And then, I mean, like, we're not talking about, like, you know, like a little business on a cute little road. It sounds elaborate, doesn't it?
It does.
It might be the only one that's like, how many square feet is that? Like, what the hell?
I wish I could take my dog there.
It was so cute. It was so cute when she was saying about the colors, about the dogs like that.
Yeah.
Because they can't really
you know,
color anyway.
But she's always looking out for everything, you know, and that just shows who she is.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why, you know, I love what I do. And, you know, seeing that this is a thank you show, maybe I need to throw a couple thank yous out there once in a while. God damn it. And, you know, Terry and Paul, you guys have just really been there since, you know, everything with Ron. And, you know, I was at a point where I was like, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know whether to do the show, to continue the show, what was going on. And it's been so many years now. I mean, you guys, this is crazy. It's going to be almost like 5 years. And, you know, I would have never thought that, you know, we'd be sitting here with, you know, Whispers and Nayaka and, you know, Joanne talking about Big Brother Canada and just all the guests that we've had, you know. I know Biggest Loser's coming up. We have had so many Biggest Loser people on the past few weeks who are my dear friends. And it's just so weird for me to say, like, yeah, these people are my dear friends. And, yeah, at the same time, I've watched them and they watched me. And just this whole kind of, like, I think I just had, like, a moment flash in front of me, like, of, you know, when you just never thought it could possibly happen and it's, like, there. It's like, you know what it is? I think that Joanne and Mike kind of flipped the switch a little bit and how they were, like, so excited about Canada. And you guys are just like, oh, my God, like, you know. And I was just, like, having the moment of tasting something and then getting it. Like, that's what I felt like when you guys were talking. Like, you were just wanting it and dueling in it, and you got a chunk of it, and you guys are just enjoying every minute of it. Like, I enjoy every minute of every time that I'm on the show. So I just want to thank everybody. Mushy moment. Mushy moment.
Aww.
No, it's just like, you know, I just kind of go through day by day, and, like, you think, like, it's, like, a normal day. And then people are like, so what are you doing later? I'm like, oh, I got my radio show. Like, wait, what?
Mondays
you know,
never
people,
normal because it's manic Mondays.
Yeah, but, you know, so nonchalant as I say it now, would I ever have thought this, like, 5 years ago? No. Would we have all ever thought about talking right now on the same line on Manic Mondays on Block Talk Radio? No. So, happiness. It's a happy, happy show today. Yay.
Happy,
very thankful
show today.
It is, very thankful. And Mike Doyle, I know you're still on. We're going to be closing up the show. Is there anything you want to say to all of Manic Mondayland? Do you want to get mushy and give an ear hug? Is that what you want to do?
You know, I think there's been a lot of mushy, but we need some more mushy, I think. You guys have been awesome. I remember when I first called last year and I was talking with Coach on the show. That was so awesome. And you guys just give me many happy memories on this show. And it's been nothing but happy memories. And that's rare these days. And I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart for that. And you guys are very patient with me. Sometimes I do get overexcited. I know that. But you guys are an awesome group, and I really appreciate the love and support that you guys share with me and the passion for the games that we all love. I hear it and I see it in everyone's actions on the show, and that's something that I can relate to because I share the same passion, the same heart, and, you know, we all relate on the show with it, and I think I hope I hit home with that, you know, so.
Well, yeah, thanks for saying that, mushy Doyle, Michael Doyle.
And with that, I will log off here and let you guys do what you need to do because you guys do it awesome. So, I think.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Thank you. Much.
Happy Manic Monday.
Yeah, M&M, baby.
Thank you, Michael. You have a great night. You take care over at Whispers. We love you.
Okay, love you
at
too.
Whispers.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And, you know,
love
there was
it.
Somebody that I failed to mention earlier when I was giving all of my shout-outs out, and I want to mention
do
him
it now
before we...
Do it now, Jerry. Do it now.
The fisherman from Expedition Impossible.
Oh.
That group actually sent me something. These are people that I've never even met before. And they heard about what happened to me, and they sent me something. And they've never met me, never. They had no idea who I was, but apparently they saw, I think, Paul's post in Julian's website and took it upon themselves to send me something very, very precious that was actually on Expedition Impossible. And then
Jerry,
I was actually
able
to spend time talking to one of them.
Now, that was all of them, but I have to say that was also something that I bid on and I knew you would like. So
that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Paul. You did so much after our fire, and I have to tell you how much Rich and I appreciate everything that you did for us, not only in these gifts, but keeping the show going, donating in Chloe's name to
well,
Rich. I just can't thank you enough.
It just seemed like a natural thing to do. But I do want to point out that the extra mile that the fisherman reached out was a total surprise to me that not only did they send that auction item, but that they actually found out what was behind the anonymous giving and that they got on the phone with you. That made me smile so much, and I wanted to know. Anyway.
And Cowboy and Alan and, you know, so many people that, you know, and I just can't say enough about how much, you know, Dan and people like that have done for us. There's just so many. If I've missed anyone, I'm so sorry. You all know, you know, Leah, I want to say thank you to Leah who has helped with the show in my absence after the fire. She helped, you know, do promos and things. Just so many people that helped. And, you know, Thomas, Phil, everybody that's in the chat room, Shaitan Joe, everybody that's out there, I just want them to know how much I love and just appreciate. And Michelle, like I said, you donated, your text, you have no idea how much those texts meant to me when I was sometimes having such a bad day and I might have been crying my eyes out and I get that text from you and it would bring me out of it. And you have no idea how much that meant to me. Just that text coming across my phone, me knowing that you were miles and miles away, but you were thinking of me. And it meant so much. So, Michelle, my sweet Michelle, I thank you so much. Paul, I thank you so much. And to everyone else out there, I just can't say thank you enough times at all. For the rest of my life, I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I've decided that we're going to rename Manic Mondays to Thank You Manic Monday. Because I think we should have done, like, you guys ever watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen after, like, Mob Wives or whatever. And they always have, like, the name. Like, when you hear this word, drink your drink. And it's thank you. So every time you guys heard thank you tonight, I hope you had a sipple of your jipple. Or
everybody's
nipple,
laying on the floor.
As Andy Cohen would say. Or someone's nipple. But mazel of the day goes to Cherry and Rich.
Aww.
And I think mazel goes to Mr. Rich. And the jackhole of the day, I don't think it's anything but nap time. I mean, I know Paul hated National Nap Day, so that's the jackhole of the day. How do you like that, Paul?
I like it.
Perfect. So
I'm gonna extend it to tomorrow. Tomorrow is gonna be a nap day. Tomorrow, that's what I decide. Maybe several days.
Okay. Let's just make the week after daylight savings time the week of nap.
I'm on board.
Okay. Perfect. So let's nap through it, because when we wake up, it'll be Manic Monday again. Yay! And I'm working on some survivors. Come on.
Right.
Just a little. I just want to give you guys a little nibble. But anyway, so thank you again, you guys. We're going to be signing off. I'm going to be saying my goodbyes now. Goodbye. But it's never goodbye. It's see you later. And thank you guys again for sharing a very special, special show that we will never forget. And it's very dear to my heart, very close to my heart. And I will probably shed some tears when I get off the phone, but I've been holding it strong, and the wine, I obviously have been drinking up. So,
Michelle,
I love you both, Cherry and Paul. Thank you.
We love you dearly. And I'm sending great big virtual hugs right now. And I can't wait till I see you at an event again, because I'm just going to grab you and hug you for about 5 minutes for everything that you've done for
me. 5 minutes?
Hey,
I have heard,
Cherry, is this true? I've heard that Michelle Costa gives the best hugs out there. Is that true?
That's true. She does.
Yeah.
She gives great.
Yeah. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot in the hug department. Because, boy, do I give a good hug. And then I look at you, and I think I'd squeeze your face, maybe. And then I hug again. And I think I do kind of like a Eskimo nose kiss.
No tongue. Just nose.
Yeah.
Beard.
She does give
no,
the
I don't tongue
hug.
The nose. I just nose my nose. Nose. A little, so it's maybe the second time I meet you. I'll
She does.
Wait, give the tongue?
Big,
no, she does give the best hug.
Sherry, too much info, baby.
No, I was saying give the best hugs. I was looking for what I was going to close the show with tonight.
I was thinking of thank you for being a friend.
Nope. I'm gonna change it up and close with something a little different tonight.
All righty. I can't wait.
Yay.
Take care, Michelle. Kisses.
Bye,
hugs.
Paul from Minnesota. And Miss Cherry Berry.
Thank you, Michelle. Love you, sunshine. We'll hope to see everybody Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for the Survivor Caramon Roundtable Show with host Travis Bubba Sampson. Here's Ron to close the show.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Happy St. Jose Day, Joseph's Day for Italy. Bye.
Take care, Michelle. Love you, sweetie. Thank you for letting me do my thank yous on Manic Monday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We just got people extra drunk because we said thank you 10 times more. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And here's Ron with some more thank you.
I think the best way to close off the show tonight, though, is to do a song that, you know, I always play. So I want to play this song and close off the show. You know, just know that, you know, I thank you guys. I thank you for everyone that supported me and keep on supporting me and helping me in this journey and everything. So let me play the song.
Insurance. I love you all so much. Good night.
Love you, Jerry. Good night.
Good night, hon. God bless.